And now, the Goldbergs. After Sylvia Allison left town, putting an end to the confusion and turmoil into which she'd thrown everybody, Jake Goldberg looked forward to a little peace and quiet in the bosom of his own family. But Jake was too optimistic. He is now the reluctant host of another visitor, Seymour's sister, Bertie. It seems that Bertie found out that Seymour is in love with Rosie Goldberg, and she's determined to nip this romance in the bud. Well, as it turned out, it was Jake who did the nipping. But Bertie isn't through with the Goldbergs yet, as Jake is soon to discover.
Well, darling, why don't we get in a few minutes, darling? I'm just beginning to stir, darling. And I'll be finished in a little while. Papa wanted pancakes, so you'll have to just wait a few minutes just for pancakes, darling, if you don't make it 1, 2, 3. There's Papa and Sammy. Papa's on the porch, and Sammy went to the mill. Sammy ran to the mill. Why did he run to the mill? Why didn't he wait for the pancakes? I told him I would be done in a jiffy, Tell Papa in a few minutes I'll be ready for the pancakes.
Why did you have to bother with pancakes, Mom?
Because your Papa has a sudden desire for pancakes.
Well, Molly?
Yes?
What's wrong with my
baby? I'm just beginning to stir, darling. I'm just beginning to stir. And I'll have them ready in the jiffy.
Make plenty, Molly.
As much as the potatoes will make, that's how many pancakes I can make. And that's not for many years, darling, because I neglected to order potatoes when I was in the village. But what I have, darling, I'm making.
Then I hope we are not having company for lunch.
We have no company for lunch. Papa's already worried we're going to have company for lunch. Oh, Rosie, darling, so don't stand here. Put knives, put forks, put pepper, salt, put bread, put butter. Go, Mama, you. Why do you have to stand? I should tell you, darling.
Please. All right,
Mom. Hand me from over there, darling, the big box of salt. I want to shake myself in some salt. Rosie. Oh, thank you very much. Reverend, dear, where did Seymour's sister Bertie then?
To the village.
Oh.
I wish she'd go home.
Suppose she will. She didn't came here permanently. Why doesn't she go home? Put on napkins, darling, can you?
All right.
For Papa, dear, put on napkins.
Aren't you going to eat?
I'll nibble also.
I want a drink.
And the bracelets, everything. Daddy.
Ma.
Yeah?
Did Seymour's sister say anything else to you?
No, darling.
You think that a woman of her age would have more sense. Imagine thinking that I would be an obstacle in Seymour's life.
Well, Molly, my appetite will be over soon.
All right, darling, in a minute. Appetite will be over. Papa thinks he wants to see. I can shake pancakes out of my sleeve. I don't really have to peel the potatoes. I have to rub the potatoes. Just pile up the potatoes. Don't make 1, 2, 3. It's easy to make a chicken. You put the chicken in the stove for 1, 2, 3. If it's a springer, it gets done. Take the pancakes or something else. Oh, Rose, darling, go out in the chicken coop and see if I have any eggs today, you darling.
All right.
The chicken coop, darling. I don't know what's the matter with my white leghorns. They're not laying. Go, dear.
All right.
And don't tarry because Papa's hungry and I'm beginning to fry already, dear.
All
right. See? Please, dear. I want a diamond ring and bracelets and everything. Daddy, you want to get the best for me. I will look so stable and everything. Daddy, this Paris labels. And Daddy, dear, you have to be very gentle with me. Gentle and
you're not waiting for Seymour's sister Bertie to eat with us?
All right, dear, darling. Don't start already with Seymour's sister Bertie, please. Sit, Rosalie, darling. Here, dear. Sit.
All right.
Sit, Jake, please.
I'm waiting for everybody.
Sit, darling. You're my everybody.
Did you hear that, Rosalie?
Pancakes look wonderful, Ma.
So eat while they look wonderful, please.
They're come already, Molly.
I'm coming, darling. I'm just filling you out.
No, you have time to fill me out.
I'm coming this second. I know you like coffee together.
Can I have one for her?
pass, Papa, for the strawberries.
It's all right. Help yourself, Rosalind. That's all you made, Molly.
Jerry, darling, I told you I didn't have many pancakes, and as many as I had, so I made. So it'll be three for you and two for each. I'm sorry I didn't have more pancakes. Oh, Seymour?
No invitations, Molly.
Come here, Seymour.
I'll have another pancake, please.
I was down to the post office and I asked for your mail. There wasn't any.
Sit down, Seymour.
Thank you.
Some salt, please?
Just waiting for my sister. She knows I came here to tell you there wasn't any mail.
Oh, where is your sister, Seymour?
She's inquiring about the bus schedule.
Is she going home today?
We're not on speaking terms, so I don't even want to ask her questions.
Did you have your lunch, Seymour?
No, I didn't have time. Well, I don't mind skipping lunch.
Eat, Molly.
You want a glass of milk, Seymour?
Your second pancake is getting cold, Molly.
Sit over here, Seymour.
Don't you like pancakes, Seymour?
Oh, I do, very much. I could eat them by the dozen.
Mrs. Goldberg makes them by the pair.
Oh, if there's not enough, I mean...
Telephone to everybody.
All right.
No,
hello? Yes? Yeah, please quiet if you don't mind 1 second till I find out who's on the other end of the wire, please. Hello? Yes? Speak a little louder, please. Oh, yes, Mr. Miner.
From the garage?
Just 1 minute. He wants to talk to you, Jay.
What else he wants?
Just 1 minute, here, Jay, dear.
I only had 2 pancakes,
so
Molly.
Pancakes.
Hello? Yes, Mr. Miner. What can I do for you? Yes. What do I know about you? Mrs. Schlissel? Just a minute, please. Who is Mrs. Schlissel?
Does she mean Mrs. Bertie Schlissel?
Mrs. Bertie Schlissel? Yes.
That's my sister. Did she get hurt?
Reference for what? A trailer?
A trailer?
She wants to buy it from you?
What does she want with a trailer?
Her brother waits for me. That's all I know.
Does she want to buy it?
That's up to you, Mr. Miner. Yes, of course the boy's job is secure.
I'm not going to be her security.
All right, Mr. Miner. That's all I know about the woman. And I don't want to be personally involved. Goodbye.
I don't blame you, Mr. Goldberg.
What does your sister want with that trailer, what?
This is news out of the sky to me, too, Mr. Goldberg, I assure you.
My pancake, Molly, please.
What is she buying a trailer for? Brady?
Yes?
Brady, we just got a call.
I know. K.O. from Mr. Miner, huh? He wanted to know who I knew in this town, Mr. Goldberg, so I gave you as reference.
Won't you sit down, Brady?
Brady, what do you want with a
pancake?
Yes, potato pancakes. Here, if you like them, they're yours.
Thank you.
Where's my hat?
Brady, what is this? Mr. Miner tells me you're interested in the old trailer he has for sale.
That's right. I think pancakes.
Good.
What are you going to do with a trailer, Brady?
I'm going to see the world.
What for?
What do you mean, what for? Says the world. I want to see it.
You don't even know how to drive.
If you know how to drive a taxi, you know how to drive anything.
Since when do you know how to drive a taxi?
My husband has driven a taxi for 5 years.
So what?
Will you let me eat my pancake, please?
How are you going to pay for it, Brady?
I'm eating some more food.
Brady, I can't be your security. I'm only a salaried man.
You can help me with a face payment, Seymour. After that, I'll have 40 weeks to pay.
How will you pay it?
I have an idea.
What idea?
Seymour, please.
What's your idea, Brady?
Seymour, for goodness sakes, I'm eating. When I finish my pancake, I'll pay you.